It's the Last Call Podcast with Chris Michaels. I'm going to breeze through it, but I'm also going to prove myself right yet again because I am so in tune with the nonsense that goes on in politics that I am 6 months ahead of the curve as usual. But first, this is how a lot of the essentially seditious and traitorous activities go on in the United States. China planted mystery devices on cranes used in U.S. ports and could seize control of them remotely. And this is in a congressional letter. Top Republicans from multiple House committees are sounding the alarm on a series of mysterious devices that appear to have been implanted onto container cranes used throughout the U.S. ports. So what does this tell you? It tells you that the cranes, the systems, the ports that are all across the United States are incredibly compromised. Now, who would allow something like that to begin with? I don't have those answers. But essentially what happens is that these cranes have cellular modems on them. They're not associated with any of the infrastructure. They're not playing any parts in existing contracts with the maritime ports of the U.S. So why are they there? Well, it's probably because it is a fail-safe device. In other words, if things go sideways between the United States and China, China can just completely control the infrastructure and the ports of the United States and grind everything to a screeching halt. That's what this is all about. And let's say that the United States and China do get into some kind of incursion over in Taiwan. Well, I mean, it's going to be needing logistics from the United States and a whole infrastructure to ship all of these components to a war zone. Now, wouldn't it be very, very, very deleterious if those ports were no longer working for some reason, maybe because some of the cranes have stopped operating? This is how all of these seditious activities work. Look at the same thing that goes on at the southern border and probably the northern border of the United States. Oh, the laws just won't be enforced. Oh, how come there are all these devices on all of these cranes? Well, we just won't enforce any of the laws. That's it. In a nutshell, these people, these politicians, these legislators, they don't care about you. They just want the money. And I'm pretty sure they are being paid handsomely to sabotage this country. And it doesn't stop there. Of course, it goes into all parts of the political spectrum, including, climate change. I love this story. I've met Neil deGrasse Tyson in the past in the Hamptons. And I am not beyond defecating on his, excuse me. God, this damn cough. And I am not beyond defecating his character. Why? Because he is a nonsense BS artist, especially when it came to the vaccine mandates, the COVID mandates, and climate change, and September 11th, where buildings were being destroyed and hitting the ground in a free fall fashion, which is utterly impossible without certain items being implanted all across those buildings. So, Neil deGrasse Tyson, he decided to post on X in Florida at 345 feet. Britain Hill is the highest elevation, the lowest highest elevation in the U.S. This makes Florida supremely susceptible to sea level rise during climate change. An objective truth, even if you don't believe in climate change. Just saying. Well, it turns out that Mr. Tyson owns a multi-million dollar home in the exact spot where climate change would overwhelm the coastline of the Northeast. He's got a multi-million dollar home in New Jersey. If he is referencing the map and truly believes in the map that he shows on his post that will be of the United States that will be impacted by climate change and flooding and rising sea levels, then why does he own a multi-million dollar home on the coastline? Here's another little question for you. If climate change is in fact real, then why are insurance companies insuring homes all up and down the coastline, especially places like New York City, San Diego, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Hawaii, of all places, and everywhere else in Florida, all throughout Texas, and so on? It is nonsense. Insurance companies do not lose money. They're not in the business of losing money. They're in the business of creating fear so that you pay them in case something goes wrong, and then they jack up your rates even if something does go wrong. So if this climate change nonsense is true, then why aren't these companies saying enough is enough? We have to be prepared for all of this. We need to go to higher ground, like the Colorado Rockies or something like that. Oh, and by the way, fun little fact, the map that Mr. Tyson is referencing somehow leaves Martha's Vineyard above sea level. So it wasn't overwhelmed, a little Democrat enclave, wasn't overwhelmed by climate change. Somehow climate change just goes around Martha's Vineyard without any trouble. I mean, how stupid do they think we are? I'll tell you, they do think we're stupid because most people out there are pretty effing stupid. If you work for a living, you know it's true. Now, this is the part of where I, Chris Michaels, proves myself right yet again, because my finger is on the pulse, as always. Joseph Biden. Biden, Biden, Biden. All the Democrats. Oh, we have to go after Donald Trump because he had some documents that were supposedly secret in a secured location at Mar-a-Lago surrounded by Secret Service. He did something awful, even though he is the president and he is able to determine which documents are classified and unclassified. He is now going to be considered a felon so that we can stop him from running for president against Joseph Biden, the veritable vegetable, the dotard. Well, it turns out that Joseph Biden did the same exact effing thing, only he did it worse, because when Joseph Biden willingly took these classified documents or these secret documents, he was vice president at the time, and ultimately that means he was a private citizen, and what he did was incredibly illegal, and he should essentially be locked up for stealing classified or secret documents from the federal government. But that's completely different. So there was this report put out by special counsel Robert Hur. We brought this up a while ago. So what did this report say? It essentially said that, yes, Biden stole documents, but we're not going to do anything against him because he's too old and feeble-minded, and this man wouldn't be able to be placed on the stand and actually answer any questions coherently, so we're just not going to go after him. We're just going to let this one slide, especially since he's the president and he's not in charge. How is this even possible? In a country that is supposed to be ruled by laws, how can you have two sets of laws, one for the Democrats, one for the Mitch McConnell Republicans, and another set of laws for people on the Trump side, for the January 6thers, for the MAGA people, for the independents that lean towards Donald Trump now? How could you have those dichotomies existing in a fair country? You can't. They're breaking the law. And they don't care who breaks the law as long as it's on their side. That's how far gone this country is. It's extremely sad to come to that realization, but unfortunately, it's true. Okay, so here's some little tidbits of how I am correct. Oh, were there classified documents? Now, the special counsel Hur is in front of Congress. He's on Capitol Hill today, and he's fielding some questions. Here's one. Were classified documents found at the Penn Biden Center? So Joseph Biden had a library at the University of Pennsylvania. Answer, that's correct. Oh, they found in President Biden's garage in Wilmington, Delaware, classified documents too. Yes. Oh, In his basement den? Yes. In the office? Correct. At his third floor den? Correct. At the University of Delaware? Yes. At the Biden Institute? Correct. So, Biden had unauthorized possession of classified documents, writings, or notes related to national defense? That's correct. Did he tell his ghostwriter on February 16th of 2017 that he had just found all of his classified stuff downstairs? Answer, he did make that statement that was captured on an audio recording. And on April 10th, 2017, Biden read aloud a classified passage. Correct. It appears, according to Representative Armstrong from North Dakota, from the report that President Biden met every actual element of the crime. Right there. Biden committed a crime. A felony. He should not be walking around in public, never mind the CEO of the corporation of the United States sitting around the Oval Office. This man should be locked up. I don't care what his mental faculties are. The man is a tried and, well, maybe not tried and true, but he is an all-out criminal. And for anybody that says, well, Trump, he did BS. It doesn't matter. There is nothing on Trump compared to what they know they have against Biden, compared to what special counsel Robert Hur discovered about Biden. They didn't do anything against Biden because he's the Democrat president of the United States. And they certainly don't want somebody like Kamala Harris to be president if they take out this moron, Joseph Biden. And this is another way that the Democrats are going to force Joseph Biden to say, well, maybe I shouldn't run for president again. Once Biden gets all of the delegates, all the primary votes and the primary delegates in around, what, June, July, August, he is then going to say, well, I'm too old. Or the Democrats are going to say, well, you know, you are a felon, and we're going to impeach you. So you either step down or we'll allow the Republicans to do it if you win for a second term. And Joseph Biden will summarily say, well, we're going to give all of the delegates to, I don't know, choose somebody. You've got Gavin Newsom. You've got Big Mike Obama. I mean, just pick somebody. Or, like some Trump strategists throw out there, they even think Hillary will step back into the ring. Please, please let her do that. I would love to see that pear-shaped bovine get her just desserts. So this is how I am correct. I brought this up months and months ago, especially since we're talking about the Biden library. And this is what I said. This is how the Biden family makes all of its money. They steal classified documents. They leave them strewn about all of their properties or in their libraries or in their offices at various universities. And then what happens? People will do things like buy Hunter Biden's art at an exorbitant price, by the way. And what then occurs is that Hunter Biden decides to invite these people. Now, this is all conjecture on my part. I have nothing to say or no evidence to back this up. This is all me putting it together. Then Hunter Biden will say, hey, why don't you come hang out with me? I'll get hookers. I'll get blow. We will do some crack. And then we'll go around and buy illegal firearms together. It'll be a blast. Come on down. He takes him to the Biden rental home in Delaware, where he goes to on the weekends, which, by the way, the Secret Service will not release the visitor logs for those homes. So who knows who's showing up there during the week or on the weekends? And, oh, my goodness, there's all these classified documents all strewn about, all laying around. And it would be unfortunate if some of these visitors were able to view those documents and possibly take pictures with an iPhone. Oh, wouldn't that be troublesome? And I brought this up. I said it was the case. I said this was the exact situation that was going on at the UPenn Biden Library. And it turns out that I could more than likely be correct. From 2022, $54 million in Chinese gifts donated to UPenn, home of the Biden Center. Oh my gosh. Government watchdog is demanding the U.S. attorney probing Hunter Biden in Delaware investigate tens of millions in anonymous donations from China to UPenn, where an academic center is named for his father. The Ivy League college raked in a total of $54.6 million from 2014 to 2019 from China, including a $23.1 million anonymous gift starting in 2016. Oh my gosh. And most of these donations came after, guess what? The University of Pennsylvania created the Penn Biden Center for Diplomacy and Global Engagement. Yes, grifting, bribery, sedition, that is all part of diplomacy and global engagement. The Clintons started it with the Clinton Foundation and then the Bill and Hillary Clinton Foundation, on and on and on. And Joseph Biden just said, you know what? That is a good business model. I'm going to steal it for myself and use it for the Biden Center for Diplomacy and Global Engagement. Here you go. Right here, this article from 2022 would validate my theory that I brought up incessantly. People donate. There are secret and classified documents at these locations where the Biden family resides or have their libraries. And those people, those donors, then get to visit. And, oh, there could be these documents in lockable cabinets, but we just forgot to lock the cabinets. And then these visitors went through them and took pictures and sent them back to their home countries. This is espionage 101. This is nonsense. How this guy is still able to walk around as a free person, never mind the president, is beyond me. And here's another little tidbit. Where are the effing Republicans in all of this? Nowhere. How come Mitch McConnell and all of the Senate Republicans aren't doing a damn thing? It's because they are involved just as much through their own family, through their own networks. Look at Mitch McConnell. Look at his awful wife. Look at his in-law that just miraculously backed her Tesla into a pool of water and subsequently drowned. And the police reports say this was no accident. So who controlled the Tesla in order for this to occur? That's a message. That's a message to the Mitch McConnells. And about a week after that supposed accident occurred, where one of McConnell's in-laws was drowned in her Tesla, Mitch McConnell then says, I'm done with politics. I'm not going to be around after November. Yes, you're going to try to torpedo Trump's ability to get into the White House like you did last time, you old fool. And once that job is done, or once you try to commit that kind of treason, then you'll ride off into the sunset and build your own library. That's how this stuff works. Okay, moving right along. From the New York Post, and this is also in the Robert Herr interview, Biden forgot the year of son's death. He thought, well, maybe it was 2017. He said this was what, 2017, 2018, that area. And this is the same guy and the same son that says said son died in Iraq when he didn't. He did not die in Iraq. Do not believe this old man. So, it also asks, where did you keep papers? This is from her to Biden on October 8th. After leaving office as vice president, when you were living at Chain Bridge Road in Virginia. And this, for some reason, is just some word salad. Remember, in this time frame, my son is either been deployed or is dying, and so it was. And by the way, there were still a lot of people at the time when I got out of the Senate that were encouraging me to run in this period, except the president. What? I'm not, and not a mean thing to say. He just thought that she, Hillary Clinton, had a better shot of winning the presidency than I did. What month did Beau die? Oh God, May 30th. And then there's all of the damage control. His lawyers jump in and say, was it 2015 he had died? It was May of 2015, he's told. It was 2015, Biden repeated. He doesn't know where he is. He doesn't know what's going on. And he certainly doesn't know when his own effing son died. Nor does he know where his son died. Because he insists that the son died in Iraq. And he didn't. This man should be nowhere near any kind of nuclear weapons. Shouldn't be anywhere near any legislation that would allow the United States to start more wars. This guy can't even figure out where he goes to sleep at night. So, Matt Gaetz then takes the stand. Dubious, Matt Gaetz. Joe Biden said, I guarantee I did not share classified information. That's not true, is it? Her response, that is inconsistent with the findings. In other words, no. Matt Gaetz, Joseph Biden said, all the classified documents were in lockable filing cabinets. That's not true, is it? And her response, that was inconsistent with the findings of our investigation. Matt Gaetz, among the places Mr. Biden's lawyers found classified documents in the garage was a damaged open box. You find in your report that the element of a federal criminal violation are met. But then you apply this senile cooperator theory that because Joseph Biden cooperated and the elevator didn't go to the top floor, you don't think you'd get a conviction. In other words, they're giving the president a free pass because he's an old F. And he wouldn't know what to do on the stand if they shoved him up there in the first place. That's the sad part. It's extremely disturbing. So, other parts. Biden stored top secret national defense information classified at the code word level at his Virginia rental home, which, unlike Mar-a-Lago, had no Secret Service protection from July of 2017 to 2019. Staff entered the house, which had no security alarm, through an unlocked door. What kind of quote-unquote national defense information was Joseph Biden stealing? And who paid for that information? Who visited the house? How much did they pay? And where are these documents now? And where are the photos? I thought the NSA is supposed to be keeping every single cell phone that comes across this border, keeping all of that information in a lockbox in a football field sized data center. Where is the information? How come they aren't triangulating which cell phones went to that location between 2017 and 2019? Especially at a place like Joseph Biden's residence. Wasn't he supposed to be covered by Secret Service at some point? Why aren't they speaking? Somehow they can get the Secret Service to speak out against Trump, but when it comes to Joseph Biden, well, that's a different story. That's just old Joe. Nonsense. Absolutely ridiculous that these people have anything to do with national security. Then there's another part. Joseph Biden doesn't even know when Donald Trump was president. Oh my gosh. How could he not know? How could he not know? It's done. The man is toast. He is scrambled eggs. There's nothing else to it. The guy should not be president. The guy should not be anywhere near any kind of nuclear device or authorization codes, chemical weapons, biological weapons, God only knows, time travel weapons, frequential weapons that alter timelines. He shouldn't be anywhere near that crap. Yet here we are. And he's the leading candidate for the Democrats. Oh my gosh, at least it's not Trump. Nonsense. Thank you. Nonsense. All right, that's it for me. Last Call Podcast with Chris Michaels. Don't forget to be the beautiful, lovable fuzzballs, capable of critical thought, that I all know that you are out there, and be the glittering jewel of brilliance brilliance in your community and your family. Scare the normies to high heaven. All right, that's it for me. You know what to do. Like me, find me, share me. Last Call Podcast with Chris Michaels.